This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Money to help renters and landlords has been slow in getting from the U.S. Treasury to the parties in need. In June, things did pick up, with the Treasury Department saying $1.5 billion was distributed in rental assistance last month. That's more than the previous 3 months combined, but that's just 6.5% of the $50 billion allotted. And the federal moratorium on evictions is set to expire in just over a week. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
The main reason it's taking so long for rent relief to get to the people who need it?
We're trying to scale up an emergency rental assistance program over a year into this pandemic.
Will Fisher is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says when Congress approved those billions in rent relief, there was almost no infrastructure in place to distribute the money. Now, there are hundreds of programs processing applications, but
there are a lot of forms that clients have to fill out. Once clients have completed their portion, their landlord has documents to submit, and it really is a time-consuming process.
Zach Newman is with the COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project. He says with the CDC moratorium about to expire, states need to put policies in place to protect people while they're waiting for rent relief. One option?
Basically making application for rental assistance a full defense to eviction. So if you've applied for rental assistance, you can take that to court and the judge will say, we're going to dismiss this case for now.
And give the rental assistance more time to come through. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.